From Tidbits on January 21st, 2013, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. On the web and in the news this week, Adam Angst is interviewed about publishing on the Generational podcast. Renee Ritchie at iMore argues that Apple is ready to fend off attacks from competitors in a unique way. And Dell's CEO, Michael Dell, who once famously advocated Apple shut itself down, is reportedly looking to push for a buyout of his company to private equity firms. Adam Angst discusses publishing on the Generational podcast. In this lengthy but engaging discussion with Generational's host Gabe Weatherhead, Adam Angst shares numerous thoughts about writing, editing, and publishing, with forays into specifics about customer service, the use of DRM as a platform lock-on, issues with iBooks Author, why small publishers must build their own audiences, the role of different people in the publishing process, how we choose book topics, why outlines are important, and much more. Vincible, iMore, on what Apple faces in 2013. At iMore, Renee Ritchie looks at the fusillades being thrown at Apple so far in 2013. Endless nonsensical punditry, rumors of iPhone production cutbacks, possible stock price manipulation, and how everyone is attacking the supposedly invincible market leader. He argues that Apple is fighting against psychology as much as competing products, and points out that the company's edge. Ritchie writes, "But here's the thing. Apple has been here before. They've been to the very bottom and they came back. Apple knows they're beatable, that everyone is beatable, and they know how to fight their way back. It's part of them now." Dell to take its own advice? On October 6, 1997, Michael Dell, the CEO of Dell Inc., when asked how he would fix the then-struggling Apple computer, told an audience at the Gartner Symposium that, were he in charge at Apple, he would shut it down and give the money back to the shareholders. Now Bloomberg reports that Dell is said to be in buyout talks with private equity firms. Meanwhile, the once-beleaguered Apple has said something in the neighborhood of $123 billion in cash and securities on hand, according to its last financial statement. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.